You probably know that those of us who preach look for help in our preparation. And one of the resources that I use for preparing my homilies on Sundays is a Protestant resource by Reverend William Willimon entitled Pulpit Resources. And he gave a challenge to those of us who preach at the beginning of the article he wrote about today's feast. This is what he said. Our job as preachers on Palm Sunday is to recruit people with the guts to walk in the parade that leads to the cross. I'll say that again. Those of us who are preachers have the job today of convincing you to have the guts to walk in the parade that leads to the cross. You know, in the church we call liturgical parades by a different name. We call them processions, but they really are parades. And we had one today, a very short one. We had them on several occasions in the liturgy of the church. A longer procession would be on the Feast of Corpus Christi, where we sometimes walk around the outside of the church proclaiming the reality of our faith in Jesus is in the Eucharist. But today's procession imitates the procession of Jesus into the city of Jerusalem at the beginning of the week we call Holy Week. And in order for us to understand the meaning of that procession into Jerusalem, it would be good for us to think about what do parades ordinarily mean. And if we think about it, we see that parades have all kinds of meaning and different purposes. Some parades are to simply to show off. An example of that might be the Mummers Parade here in Philadelphia in January, or maybe even the St. Patrick Day Parade, when one of the ethnic groups that's very important to the life of the church here shows its color, which is green, right? So some parades are simply to celebrate and to show off. Other parades are to protest. The one that took place yesterday here in Philadelphia and many parts of the country, which was called the March for Our Lives, was a parade to protest gun violence. So sometimes parades are simply an act of protest about something that's going on. Other parades are to celebrate who's in charge. An example of that would be the inauguration parade after the election of a new president, where a party and a president demonstrate that now they're the important ones, they're the ones in charge. Other parades celebrate victories, like the Super Bowl parade we had here not too long ago. We finally won the Super Bowl after a long time. So those are the general purposes of parades. But what is the meaning of the Palm Sunday procession? I think we find that meaning in the Gospel of St. Mark that was read at the beginning of our liturgy today. You know, Jesus entered the city on a donkey. And we might ask the question, why a donkey and not a horse? You know, horses were signs of military power and strength and pride, but donkeys were different. They were a humble animal. And the reason for this was, in one sense, to fulfill a prophecy of the Old Testament, a passage from the prophet Zechariah. And the prophet said this about the coming Messiah. Rejoice, heart and soul, daughter of Zion. Shout with gladness, daughter Jerusalem. See now your king comes to you. He is triumphant, humble, and riding on a donkey. So Jesus entered the city as the king, but a different kind of king, who was humble and generous, and we learn as the week goes on, willing to sacrifice himself because of his love for God and for those of us who are his followers. We also have to understand that this procession of or parade of Jesus on Palm Sunday was not understood by his followers or by the broader culture and society. There was an ancient Roman graffiti that demonstrates this. It was a graffiti of Jesus hanging on the cross, but with the head of a donkey. And what the Romans were saying through this graffiti is that the way of Christians, the way of Jesus, is foolishness. That Jesus, when he died in this act of sacrifice, was in some sense making an ass of himself. And those of us who are his followers make asses of ourselves too. The way of Jesus, the way of humble service and humility, is not understood by the people of that time, nor is it really understood by the people of our time, and perhaps is not even understood by ourselves. So the question I have, kind of responding to that challenge by the Protestant pastor William Willimon, is to ask you a question today. Are you willing to join the procession and follow Jesus in his way of the cross? Are you willing to make that pattern the pattern of your life? Are you willing to make an ass of yourself for the gospel in the face of the world that rejects that kind of generous service? Are you willing to carry the burden of a donkey, which is the burden of love and service of God and neighbor? Are you willing to carry the cross? Are you willing to be ridiculed as Jesus and the early Christians were? All of this is summarized in our second reading today from the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians. So bear these words in mind tonight and throughout this Holy Week. St. Paul tells us, Christ Jesus, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God something to be grasped. Rather, he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave. He humbled himself, becoming obedient even to the point of death, even death on a cross. Because of this, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bend, those in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.